Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
Today we are watching episode 275 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers in Space, episode 25, Always a Chance.
It aired October 17th, 1998, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Koichi Sakamoto, which I think I'm saying wrong. I think it would be Koichi.
I feel like it's...
Because I feel like Koichi? In Japanese they hit each letter.
I think it might be Koichi. I don't know. Look, we got dumb tongues. You guys know. We have 274 other episodes proving that we're not good at talking out loud.
I don't know why.
We do it the most often.
Because I looked up the date before we started, and I looked at it, and I was like, I think I said that wrong last time. So I said it both ways this time to make up for it.
Well.
Choose your own adventure. Which way do you say?
Yeah, slide indoors, man. If you're new here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
This is the part of the show where we take it down low.
Take it to the low end of the dial. This is College Indie Radio, but also, how's it going? What's up? You doing okay? You doing good? Good to hear.
It sounds like you're going to give them bad news. Should I be worried?
Everybody sit down. What we do is we pause the recording, then we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because it's so easy, and it's so good. So... Last episode was kind of weird.
Last episode was weird, and skip the grandma one. But other than that,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Or watch the grandma one, but don't hold us responsible for telling you to do that. It's on
all,
you.
All I'm saying is that if you skip it, everything is the same anyway. You don't miss anything.
Yeah, nothing major happens, but you do get some good Ashley stuff and some good Cassie stuff in spite of the grandma. Anyway, we're going to go watch Always a Chance. I'm very excited.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back, and we just watched Always a Chance.
You know what they say, once a ranger, always a chance. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is JakeandJosh.com, is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and iTunes again. That's not fake.
Technically,
we're on iTunes twice. You can leave either of them a rating and review. The other one's old, so please don't hold us accountable for those different people.
Be nice.
Just be nice to us back then. We were doing our best.
You can just be cool, right?
Look, think of us as we are now, not as we were then.
While listening to us then.
Then. We're not bad. We're not, like, bad. We're just not as good as we are now. Which I know is weird.
We're new.
We were new at speaking out loud, I think.
Yeah.
Where did I leave off? Podknife?
iTunes twice.
Leave us a rating review if you want to make us happy. Now you want to do that, don't you?
Again, be nice.
Just be nice to us. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you donate a little bit, you get some cool stuff in return and helps out a bunch. And we really appreciate it. So consider doing that. If you like the show, we have like a host of other podcasts too. We'll get to that at the end, maybe. I don't know. We never talk about them, but we do.
Pokemon World Tour /United Gas Cast Cool Kids Table. Check them out.
Yes. I'm also on Hard Reboot and I edit Sailor Business.
I am nowhere else. I'm a Hey Jake and Josh exclusive.
And YouTube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh.
And I have been on Fifth Draw.
Yes. So have I, like 100 times. Because I love talking. I just love it. Anyway, so. It's Monday. It's been, one day? It was yesterday the last time we recorded?
Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of doing that thing where we double up a bunch because the end of the month's going to get weird and I don't want to get caught with my pants down. So we don't have any emails. So I guess we don't have anything to get to first. We don't have any preamble stuff. Still send in your monsters. It's only been a day, so we haven't gotten any in.
Because that episode
because
hasn't,
that episode
been
hasn't
yet.
Gone up yet, so you still send them in. And I think we're just going to get right to it. What do you say?
Let's do it.
We start off on a lab, and I feel like we were at this lab in Turbo and Zeo. I feel like we keep coming to this lab. Quantrons are guarding a monster who is eating knowledge from science brains.
I had no idea what was happening. They'll tell us in a second, but he's in there, and there's Quantra. And there's one standing with his big swing blade.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
But he had the like silhouette of him looked very weird, and it did not register in my brain as a Quantron away.
They look pretty cash. They're like, yeah, just guarding the monsters, eating brains, whatever.
He's got his tongue out, stuck into a mainframe, probably. Yeah, he's hacking the mainframe with his tongue.
I don't know why. I'm probably superimposing this in my brain. Was it wrapped around a scientist's head at any point? No. Okay, good.
No, it has a dongle at the end of it, which was plugged into a computer.
It was a dongle.
And he was like eating it, like,
And he's like motioning his arms back toward, like he's wafting in the scent of knowledge.
But also, every scientist in the room who is touching a computer is getting their knowledge sucked out of them through the computers.
That must be what I saw, because I could have sworn he was draining them.
Yeah,
directly.
There's definitely an effect of it being drained out. Like, you can see the weird graphic they
but
put
going
over it.
Through them, into the computer, into him.
Into the mainframe, into the Liz Whiz.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. I know what's up. Well, do we ever find out? I don't think we ever find out exactly what it is that he's doing here.
No, we do, because the Rangers run up, and they look in the window, and Andros looks in, and he's like, he's eating their knowledge. And then they wait until he's done killing the scientists before they
dead,
go into stuff. So he does say, like, he's absorbing their
but
knowledge.
But, like, to what end? What is the purpose? What is he trying? What knowledge is he trying to absorb?
Do we find that out later.
From Astronomer?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
I don't think they say what, just that.
Just that they, okay. Well, I guess we'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. They burst in. There's a fight. Well, there's not a fight because they get there like, hey, Thin Wizzy, don't do that. And
his name is the Liz Wizard.
I called him, let's see, what did I call
Thin
him?
Thin Wizzy's a real good one.
I called him Thin Wizzy. I called him Wizzy. I called him Liz Fos. I called him the Wiz Lizard, even though his name is the Liz Wizard. I don't ever think I called him Liz Wizard once, though. He is like, hey, I know you're eating that knowledge. And Sin Wizzy's like, bleh, and wraps his tongue around Andros is like, you want to see what I can do? Or you want to know how I do it? But then he switches places with Andros.
And he says, I switch places. And it smash cuts quickly into the theme song, like...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. That's what he does.
Like, but what about the knowledge? What about the braining stuff that we were just talking
about?
Here's
what it is. He eats brain waves through a computer dongle.
Yeah.
And then if he wraps his tongue around you, he can switch places. Like a chameleon can.
I've seen chameleons do this countless
times. They shoot
their
tongues out at a cricket, and they hit the cricket, and then they switch
places.
That's how they travel through the forest.
Right, but then also that cricket does come back to their mouth, so they eat it.
Yeah.
Gross. I mean, like, look, it's not gross. It's how they survive, but, like, crickets are gross.
It's a little gross. Chameleon tongues are just very odd. They're like hands that shoot out of their mouth.
Yeah, they, like, you ever seen that slow-mo video? They'd be like, and it's just like, coming for you, Hulk Hogan. We got the theme song. We come back. They're fighting outside. Sure. Everybody calls their weapons. This will be important in a second. They're all fighting. There's Quantrons and Thin Wizzy. And then he grabs Cassie, who goes to shoot him, but she can't because her hand is all grabbed with a tongue.
Well, she goes to shoot him first. She's like, hold it. And then he goes, oh, you got me. I give up. And then she hesitated for a second, so he got her.
Was she like, really?
Kind of, yeah. It was like, oh, yeah, we did it. And then
right,
he
was
like,
easy.
LOL, JK.
You're correct. He's got his tongue wrapped around her hand and her Sally's center. Carlos sees this, and he's like, Cassie! And he jumps. No,
this is a very good exchange. We can't just walk past this one.
Okay.
Cassie, are you all right? And she's like, no. And he's like, okay, good. And then, he says it in this like jovial, upbeat manner, and is like, no,
yeah, I get to say
that he does go to help her, but it's like,
that's not
why
the
are you so happy about it?
Yeah, second take, anybody at all? Just one more take.
This whole episode is all one shot,
yeah, pretty much. So he jumps, he pulls back his lunar lance, and he goes to bash him, I guess, the Thin Wizzy, and
he switches
Chekhov's tongue and he set it up in the. The cold open, it's gonna come back immediately. And so it switches him and Cassie, and he just nails Cassie right in the shoulder with his lunar lance, and she like flips, and then he just leaves, I guess.
He like trash talks for a minute.
Then
Carlos charges him and he teleports away before Carlos can get over there.
Right. And then he's like, I can't believe I did this. Are you okay?
I can't believe I would do this to my friend.
And Cassie's just like, oh, God, my shoulder. Oh, geez. And then it gets a slow zoom in on his hand shaking like that Arthur meme.
Yeah, has anyone been on the internet recently? You've seen Arthur's fist,
you know,
right?
You know the new meme, Arthur's fist.
Arthur's fist. When you're mad, you post a picture of Arthur's fist.
Yeah.
From the children's show Arthur.
What is the context of that, I wonder?
I don't know. I feel like it's a cropped image. Like, I feel like it's just a regular image of him and his hand happens to be closed.
And
someone
zoomed
just
all
cropped
in
on it.
Maybe. Maybe I should take a picture of Carlos doing it and then that'll be the new cool meme. That's a new hotness. Cut back to the mega ship. Cassie is playing checkers with Alpha. She's got her arm in a sling. Her jacket is off because you can't get a jacket over there. You ever have your arm in a sling for any reason?
I have never had that.
I broke my collarbone skateboarding when I was 14, 15-ish. Long story short, I thought I could make it. And I didn't.
You couldn't make it.
Yeah, I was going down a hill real fast and my board started to death wobble. And I was like, I'll just jump off and run. I'm not going that fast. Wrong, Jake. You were going that fast. I got about two steps in before my whole front was in front of my legs. And I broke my collarbone. So it sucks. It sucks a lot. Because you can't... Hers just seems like a shoulder injury. Because, like...
Yeah.
It took 6 weeks for my collarbone to heal. And spoilers, she's good by the end of the episode.
Well, she says a couple days.
Yeah.
But also, she was morphed in like...
Right.
A Power Ranger suit.
Yeah. So getting a shirt on is a pain because you can't move your arm.
But you have to
get
it in
to.
A sleeve.
And jackets are just out. It's not worth the hassle. Just zip it up over your arm. Have one arm flapping down. You're fine. No one will care.
The moral of the story is don't break your arm in the cold months.
Yeah. Thankfully, mine was in... spring or summer. Well, it had to be spring or fall. I don't remember which one. I know I was in school. I know I didn't have to wear a jacket. So she doesn't have her jacket on. She's just like sitting there. And Carlos comes in and he's like all like laconic and mopey. And he's like,
I don't get Carlos in this whole episode.
I get what they're trying for.
I know what they're trying. There's a very, very weird thing coming up that I just did not understand at all.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That was very weird. I think what they're trying to get at is, like, Carlos feels bad because he hurt Cassie, but also he was morphed and it was like he uses powers for bad, even though that's not what it was.
Yeah, it's like he hurt his friend and now he's doubting himself.
Yeah.
But, like, they could have gone into more of, like, I don't know, I was careless. Like, this scene is fine. Him being upset and, like, apologizing to Cassie. That's fine. He just gets progressively... very weird about it.
It's real weird because she's like, hey, it happened. And she like grabs his hand and there's like a shot of her like holding his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, get a hand away from me. I'm mad.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, maybe we all take a risk when we go out in Power Range.
Like, Power Range. Just like, this happens. It's no big deal. Like, I got hurt. I'll be fine in a couple days.
And he like throws her hand away and it's like, it's not that easy, Cassie.
And she's like, okay.
And he just storms off. And then Cassie and Alpha are just like, what was that?
Yeah. So then we cut to the Dark Fortress where Thin Wizzy is downloading his information into Astronomer's computer.
He's literally throwing it up. He's making puke noises.
He's making puke noises. And Elgar goes, he doesn't look so good. And he's just like, and it's just like, you see like this rainbow stream travel down his tongue. And it's like, wow, what a bad power.
So this is the only explanation we get. It's because he goes up to Astronomer, and he's like, we're still missing one crucial piece of information.
Well, before that, she says something like, we're going to get the weapon or whatever.
Okay.
And we'll control her. I feel like she put a female pronoun on the weapon. I don't know if she's doing that, or the weapon, or the device, or the whatever. I don't know if she's doing that in a... all cars are girls way.
Right.
Or in a, it's actually a woman.
Right.
I don't know.
I missed that part. All I heard was him be like, we're, it's all here except for one crucial piece of information.
One crucial piece.
And then she is like, you better go get it. And so you would think, like, logically, if you're trying to put it together, that, like, this computer lab had some information that they needed.
Yes.
And there's like a secret piece locked away in another part of this company or something.
Yep.
But instead he's like, I just need a smart man.
Yeah, I need a different knowledge.
I need any smart man. Any smart man will do. And I already killed these ones. The Power Rangers let me kill these smart men.
Yes. Well, at least brain drain them, so they're not going to have a great quality of life after this. So he teleports down, and we get Bulk, Skull, and Professor Phenomenus. And I literally cheered.
Yep.
Little did I know.
We both yelled in joy.
Yeah. It was awesome. They just came out. Number one, nobody said a word. There was some, like, you know,
I
mumbling
think
from Phenomenus.
Had some, like, background lines of, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, quite.
Untrained die.
I'm blah, the blah. Old cans, not yeah. You.
Skull looks different. Was that just me?
I didn't really see him. He was Skull in the back.
Skull looked a little. Well, he came out before, because it came out, it was Bulk and then Skull and then Phenomenus. And Skull was, like, wrapped in something or trying to pull a hose out or whatever. I don't know sure. What he was trying to do. And then. Lizzie comes up and he's like, oh, Professor Phenomenus, just the brain, just the genius I need.
Just the smart guy I'm looking for.
And then he jumps out and chases him. For that, though, cut over to Carlos nearby where, I don't know, sitting on a bench.
Yeah, he's being moody. I thought he was on a rooftop.
I don't think he's on a roof.
Because we get a overhead shot of Bulk, Skull, and Phenomenus running away.
I think he's
from
on. I think he's on like a like. There's like stairs and there's like a landing. I think he's on that, like overlooking.
Okay.
I don't think he's actually on the roof. Though.
I thought he was on a roof because he was like kind of leaned up on a ledge. I thought.
No, he's leaned up on like a banister.
Okay.
Or he's on the roof. I don't know.
He's up.
He's up and he's being like, oh, God, and also he's sweating a lot.
He's sweating a little bit now. He will. Start sweating profusely.
He will
in a
start
minute.
Leaking sweat in a minute, like he's in Bedazzled. So he's there, and there's like a flashback of him hitting Cassie, and then a flashback of Cassie going, "It's fine, I'm good." Like mistakes happen.
Yeah,
and he's just like, "Ah!"
But he does go down, because he's hiding behind some like trash cans or canisters or something. In a minute.
Yeah, there's like a dock. They're near a dock.
They're near a dock because Angel Grove is
a
small fishing town.
Well, it's not like a lake dock, like a
shipping dock.
Yeah.
It's a small shipping town.
It's a small shipping town. A lot of warehouses
and the juice bar store.
And he tries morphing.
His hands want to morph, but he doesn't.
But he just will not. One time.
He literally grabs his wrist and forces it down. Yeah. Like. And this is when he starts sweating like Brock Lesnar walking to a wrestling ring.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything yet. He's like, Brock, why are you so sweaty? In college, I was sick and I had to take some cough medicine. And it tasted very, very bad like cough medicine does. But like extra super duper bad cough medicine.
Sure. Like unflavored only medicine.
Like unflavored, bitter medicine flavored medicine.
It tastes off green.
So I had to take the little cup full. I poured it. I had it. I went to take the shot and literally my hand went, no, don't. I did not control it at all. My hand was like, no, please.
But
I talked to mouth. Mouth doesn't want.
Did you actively with your other hand fight that hand off?
No, I didn't go that far. But I understand sometimes your body's like, whoa, man, you like, please yeah. Don't do this to me. But also it's like, his body's like, hey, we got to morph. And Carlos is like teen hormone brain.
He's rage. He's like, shaking and sweating.
So
and all of his
sweaty.
Veins are popping. And like, I understand they're trying to convey some inner turmoil of,
yeah,
I need to fight him as a Power Ranger. But when I'm a Power Ranger, I hurt people. Like, that's what he's going through right now.
Right. But that comes across, but doesn't land.
But it's also like, what the heck is Carlos doing?
Yeah, it's also like, did Carlos accidentally take some Jekyll and Hyde serum and he's trying not to become a Hyde? What's up, Carlos, my man? So finally, he's like, I can do this. Let's rock it.
And he aggressively says, oh, let's rock it.
And he's like, dirt, dirt, dirt. And then he morphs and he jumps down.
He just looks so angry the whole time.
And he jumps down and he lands between cans, old cans and Bulk. And he's like, get out of here.
And trash.
I don't want to call him trash because I like him. So they run. That's it. That's Bulk and Skull.
They're gone now.
12 episodes, and this is what we get. This is it. Great. Welcome back,
guys.
Can't
wait to see
you later.
Them in 12 more episodes.
Come back when you can't stay so long, I guess. He punches Thin Wizzy over into Sentai footage, and there's like a little bit of a fight. Thin Wizzy can go invisible.
In Sentai
also,
footage.
In the Sentai footage. He never does it in the regular, but he can go invisible in Sentai footage. So, Josh, you think he's a chameleon?
Yes.
I think that might be I think he's Stink Chameleon.
You know who would have been a real good ally to have in this episode?
Don't you say it.
Josh?
The Phantom
Josh
Ranger.
Josh, understand.
Because then he could go invisible. He could see him.
Well, if he goes invisible one time, can he see him?
Yeah.
That's
then they could see each other, and then if he goes invisible again, then
no,
Thin Wizzy
don't.
Can't see him, but he can see Thin Wizzy.
What if Thin Wizzy got his suit and went invisible when he was invisible, but also that invisible ray went? Triple
how,
invisible. How are you back to visible at that point?
That's what I was just about to ask, is how many invisibles can you go before you're just visible again?
Before you just disappear from the fabric of the universe. Anyway, Carlos gets beat up. Bad.
Yeah, it's a little bit because, like, he's like, yeah, you can fight this guy, but also he's not fighting this guy.
Every time he goes to do something, he second guesses himself and gets beat up.
You know, no one else is here, though, so I don't know who he's worried about hurting when it's only him and the monster.
Look, I don't know.
Bulk, Skull, and Phenomena should have stayed on the battlefield. They shouldn't have ran away completely to give this the drama that they wanted to have.
And they still could have gone to Sentai footage because it could have just, like, cut back to them being like,
yeah,
you know, and then like back to Sentai footage. So, like, you know, there's that. But also, this facilitates the cool part of the episode because he's getting beaten up. I feel like Thin Wizzy has like a gun to Carlos's head and is about to shoot him or something.
Pretty much.
About to murk him. And then Adam Damn Park shows up.
He just flips in because he was just walking the warehouses.
He's just checking out the warehouses.
Now, when he flips in, it might have just been that the lighting was, like, above him, so he was in a heavy silhouette, and maybe the camera picked that up funny. But when he flipped in, that looked like Sentai footage to me.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either, but it definitely looked like it could have been.
He flips, does a front flip, and then kicks Thin Lizzy 3 times before he hits the ground.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you guys forgot about Adam Park, but he's the best fighter.
He's number one in fighting.
And we get
there's so much
good
stuff.
Adam Park on more fighting in this episode.
Oh, my God. So there's fighting. It's you remember Adam? You remember how good Adam is?
I do.
It's that. Is that more? And it's great. There is a vat that just says poison on it. That will not come into play. They need something to put on the vat.
He does this cool thing because he's fighting some Quantrons and like kicking.
That's way later.
Is it?
Yeah, because right now it's just Thin Lizzy. And,
you're right.
Yeah, this is the three of them.
Okay, I'll save that for like a minute then.
That ruled. does Thin Lizzy dip out before he says two Black Rangers? Or
yeah, because he doesn't know Adam is another Black Ranger because he hasn't morphed yet. And also he's wearing brown.
You know, he has a black shirt on in this scene.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah, he's got like a white like plaid on, but then he's got a black shirt on.
I know later in the episode, Astronema says two Black Rangers. I don't remember Liz Wiz saying it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But he said something like, no, I don't want to do that. And he leaves.
Yeah.
He's not going to deal with it. Adam's like, hey, what's up? Carlos unmorphs, and he's just dripping with sweat. He's just so sweaty.
Inside of his helmet is so stinky.
It smells so bad. Alpha, I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to have to bust out the heavy-duty Febreze in there. Get that bowling spray. Clean your shoes out. So he kind of tells Adam that he needs help. And I mean, Adam's like, hey, man, what's up? You're all sweaty. And he's like, nothing. He's like, are you sure? Or like, and he says something else. Like, what's that supposed to mean? He's like, it means I need help. But for what? Like, why do you need help? Then we get, like, he's like, all right, let's go. They go to, like, sit on a bench somewhere on, like, a park or a cafe. I don't know what it was. It wasn't, a park, but it was, like, a park.
It wasn't an Adam Park.
Well, no.
It wasn't in Angel Grove Park.
It was, like, you know, like there's like a little patio area with like some foliage or whatever. And so he basically tells him, like, I hurt Cassie and I think I'll hurt somebody else. And Adam's like, hey, man, that's the risk of being a Power Ranger. You get a lot of power, but you have to figure out how to use it the best. And you've been doing it for about a year now. So one mistake's not bad.
Right.
Now, here's how I would have.
Also, it was a trick.
It was just a prank. it wasn't your fault, even a little bit.
This has happened to Andros twice.
Yeah, and he didn't mope around forever, did he?
You were one of the people that almost died in front of Andros.
That is true. That you did get shot nearly.
And when that happened, and Andros was like upset about it, you were like, hey, man, it wasn't your fault.
And he was like, you're right. And then he went back to fighting regular. And he wasn't like, oh, yes, I am. Sweat, sweat, sweat.
I better just get sweaty.
So here's what I would have done to make this plot make a little bit more sense. There is no reason given to why Adam is here. We don't need one. I'm just happy he's back.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Because at first I was like, how did he know to be here?
But then it's like,
but then he fought a bunch of things real good. And I was like, I don't care why he's here. I'm just glad he is.
He needs a challenge. So here's what I would have done. Make it so that he needs to train with Adam so that he can beat Lizzie.
Yeah.
Not so that he can get over this weird hangup, but just so that, like, he is, because Adam's clearly the best. Adam is canonically the best.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that, guys. Like,
he's beaten both Tommy and Jason in sparring matches.
Yeah. Did he go to a standstill with Jason?
I don't, he might have with Jason. He took Tommy down.
He took Tommy out. Took Tommy out, took Rocky out. I think he might have taken David Trueheart out. I don't remember.
But anyone, I know Tommy did, and he got all mad about that.
Right. Basically.
You embarrassed me in front of the babes.
Basically, moral of the story, don't step in Adam Park's business.
Don't, because he'll just kill you for real with his feet.
He'll beat you up so much. With every part of his body, he has a lethal weapon, Steve Blackman. Okay?
Steve Blackman has nothing on Adam
Park. Oh, no. If Adam Park's in the hardcore division, he'd still be champion. You couldn't take it away from him. So, that could have been the story. It's like, I need to figure out how to beat Lizzie and I need your help. Boom. There's your in. And you don't have to do this, like, weird, I'm so mad at myself for something that the person has already forgiven me for and that, like, has happened to me so I know both sides of it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or maybe, if we want to no-prize it, maybe that's why he's so upset, because he knows what it's like on the other side of that.
Yeah.
That's the only...
But we don't get any of that from Cassie. The episode doesn't care about Cassie that much.
It does a little bit.
A little bit, but not enough to, like, show what she's also going through.
Well, because she's not going through anything. She's like, I know... She knows that mistakes happen.
But when this happened to Carlos, if I'm remembering it right, I feel like a lot of it was him trying to, like, convince Andros everything was going to be fine. It wasn't his fault. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Cassie gets, like, one quick handhold, and then the episode forgets about her until she comes back.
Well, the reason for that is Adam.
So it also... It is Adam. You're right.
So,
but it also could have been, like, she followed him down there while he was moping, and then, like, she could have been... I know none of the footage lines up with this. I understand what they're working with. But Adam's not in any of the footage either.
No, I mean, she could have called Adam.
Yeah.
That would have been a good scene. Just turn on the phone like, hey, Carlos needs your help.
He's moping down on Earth. Because, can you just, like, go to the warehouses?
It makes sense because Adam is the one who brought Carlos in to replace him as a Green Ranger.
Right.
In Turbo. And Adam was a Black Ranger. Carlos is now a Black Ranger. So, like, that also links
up. Right, they shared the Black Power.
Yeah. And then they also, there was that, like, mentee thing for the whole, like, first part of Turbo when he was like, hey, you gotta not be a jerk. And then he got over being a jerk.
Now he's kind of being a jerk.
I don't know if he's being a jerk as so much as he's just being, like, irrational and stubborn.
Yeah.
Is the main problem. But Adam gives him a pep talk and is like, all right, let's go. We got work to do. And then we get a training montage. And it's pretty great. There's a lot of running upstairs around lakes. Just through places, there's some sparring, there's some push-ups, I think, training stuff. You guys know how a training montage goes. Then we cut to them in, like, the park, and there's, like, a blue mats set up, like the thin ones that you spar on in karate. And Alpha's there, sure.
Just like, yeah, get it.
And we spent a good 2 minutes trying to figure out if Adam had met Alpha 6, because I thought Alpha 6 came in when Zordon left, but I forgot that Zordon left much earlier than I thought.
That's true. Yeah, you blocked out the first half of the season.
I blocked out the bad parts of Turbo, mm-hmm. Yeah, as everyone should. But yeah, he's got Carlos blindfolded, and I don't know what your blue sky Imagineering plan is, Adam, because there is no universe in which Carlos beats you in a fight.
Well, I think he's training them to use his other senses because Wizzy can go invisible in Sentai footage.
But yeah, he never goes invisible again for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, but
though.
That's not the problem that Carlos has to fix.
Yeah, the problem is that, like, he switches. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, like, the end goal is to be, like, you're good enough at fighting that, like, no matter what happens, you can, like, you know, work around it. But, like, also when you're sparring Adam Park, you just have to accept the eventuality that you will lose.
You will lose.
Like, that's not even a question.
We have the science to back that up.
The only person who might be able to go toe-to-toe with Adam Park is Eric Myers from Time Force. And I would give my kingdom to see those two spar. I cannot, like, when we get to Time Force, you'll see what I mean. Dan Southworth is the heir apparent to the Adam Park, the Don't Step in Adam Park business throne, because he's awesome. Anyway, Carlos is, like, angry and just swinging wildly, and Adam just, like, at one point he just catches his foot, like his fist, and puts his foot on Carlos's hip just to be like, nope, stopped you. Like, nope, can't do that.
He's trying to train Carlos, and I get that, like, because he's trying to improve him and get him and bring his confidence back up.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But at one point, Carlos kicks at him, and Adam catches it and goes, no, 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 and, like, knocks him down.
Yeah. It's like, maybe you're trying to make him so mad that he comes back around? I don't know if that'll work. That's not a great plan.
I do like that Adam's like, I'll help you, but I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah, no, I,
like,
no.
Like, you're not going to learn anything if I let you win.
Yeah, you'll get better if I let you win. That's ridiculous. So,
also, if you fight Adam Park, you can never win, so you just infinitely get better.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect system. It's a perpetual motion machine getting better. So he can't beat Adam because he's Adam. So Carlos runs away.
I think he says, like, I'm no Power Ranger. And he turns to leave, and Adam, like, puts his hand on his shoulder. And Carlos, like, looks at his hand.
Very dramatic, like, oh.
He does that, yeah, he looks at his hand like, don't you ever touch me, I'm Carlos.
And, like, hey, Carlos, what are you going to do, Carlos? Like,
nothing.
Like, what's that look? What's the end game of that look? Nothing. Nothing. Adam Park could be blindfolded and have both of his hands tied behind his back, but that's still 2 feet that you have to deal with.
Yeah, and those
will kill you.
Those are the two best feet.
Period. End of thought. Adam, Alpha's like, oh man, Carlos sure is a teen, huh? And Carlos is like, yeah. Or Adam's like, yeah, you know, this is the risk. You gotta make. You know, you gotta make decisions on your feet when you're out being a Power Ranger.
You gotta take a chance.
Just the way it goes.
Because I know it's Power Rangers, and we know that they're always gonna, like, win.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that. Every time they go into battle, they're taking the chance of dying. Like,
yeah. Which is never really talked about, I don't
think.
But still, like, that's like, when you go out to fight, like, you have to imagine that, like, someone might have your number.
Yeah.
You know?
It could go very badly.
Yeah. The Power Rangers have lost plenty of times. They just, no one's died.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe someday someone will.
I'm not ready to talk about that.
Okay. So, anyway. So, Adam's like, man, sometimes I wish I was still a Power Ranger. Buddy, you are. You are still a Power Ranger. There's a rule.
Once a Ranger, always a chance, Adam.
Come on, man. So, he reaches into his backpack and he pulls out a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Morpher.
Yep. With
battle damage, which is awesome. Love me a good battle damage, but that's just because I was a little boy in the 90s when all the cool action figures had battle damage.
Before we continue this, I need to pose the question of, does everyone remember why the Mighty Morphin power was lost and they had to go on a ninja quest?
Yeah, well, it was a Zeo quest. No,
they had to replace the power coins with the ninja coins. Because Goldar got the coins.
Was that all the way back in season 2?
Goldar crushed the Mighty Morphin power coins in his hand.
That's right. I thought that was...
And the ninja quest is the beginning of 3, I think.
Yeah. And he also destroys those coins.
Yes.
Goldar is very good at destroying coins.
Yeah, that's why the powers aren't coin-based anymore.
No, can't get rid of those. They're too vulnerable to Goldars. They are dust.
They were crushed to dust and, like, rude. Blown away in the wind.
So, keep that in mind. Because Adam definitely has a power coin.
It is Morpher. It has, like, a giant crack in it.
Yeah, it's scarred, like, down the middle. And Alpha flips out, and he's like, you can't use that. It's broken. The power coins were destroyed. If you use that, you might be destroyed too.
Which I do like, and I like the power coin is in it. You can clearly see.
Yeah.
But it's implied by Alpha that there's no power coin for it, which I do like, because it's like, you can still morph without the coin, but like, it's too much. It's too unstable. It's not focused on anything.
Yeah. It's like, there's no channel to the morphing grid. It's just like, gonna get you. It's like, it's like drinking from a fire hose. Like, you can do that.
Yeah, you can get water that way.
But don't.
But it'll also, like, blow you across a parking lot.
It'll also give you whiplash. So we cut to the Astro Mega ship where Carlos turns in his badge and his gun. And they're like, no. He turns in, like, his morpher and his communicator. And he's like, I'm done being a Power Ranger. And they're like, yeah, right. There you go. Take him back. And he's like, no. I'm done. And Tito's like, What do you mean? What do you mean by this?
I love how TJ doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
That just doesn't make any sense. This is TJ, the same man who's like, yeah, all of our powers are destroyed, but like, we do have to go to the evil planet and get Zordon back. Like,
we're the only ones that can do
it. It's just us. So like, the idea of not being a Power Ranger anymore is 100% alien to TJ.
Yep.
That rules. That's awesome. So Carlos leaves. He has, like, his bag. He packed up his stuff.
Packed up his locker. He's going out.
He's not even in his uniform. Like, he's just in, like, a very large sweater and jeans.
Was it a sweater? I thought it was a polo shirt that was so big, it looks like a sweater.
Maybe it was. Then we cut back to the Dark Fortress, where Astronema's like, I'm not happy with you, to Thin Lizzy. And he's, like, begging for his life. Because she's like, I'm probably just going to kill you now because, like, I don't...
Not probably. So you failed me twice. You're out.
Yeah, I'm just going to... You're dead now.
Elgar hands her wrath staff.
The wrath staff. And he's like, all right, here you go. Here's your murder weapon. And he's like, please, please don't kill me, please. And Clippy goes, the Black Ranger's back down on Earth. And she's like...
Yeah, so, Black Ranger's on Earth by himself.
I just checked. I saw.
I just looked.
And... Thin Lizzy's like, what does he say?
Well, he begs for one more chance. He's like, well, and then Ecliptor's like, okay. Black Ranger's back on Earth. And she slams her wrath staff down on Elgar's foot,
which I love. She's like, all right, you have one more chance. Better not mess up. Because she knows that, like, he's dying either way.
Yeah, he's either going to die down there or die up here.
Like, he's not going to beat the Power Rangers. But if he does get away and come back, he did. So, zero-sum game on that one. He, I guess, teleports down. We don't really see it. Cut to Alpha and Adam at the park again. And Alpha's like, you're doing a great job, Adam. Keep it up. Doing a great job of training? What, like,
just like doing karate. Alpha's like, God, you're so good at this, Adam. Man, just keep going forever. Just keep doing karate for the rest of your life.
Please just keep doing karate. I hope that in the order, there is some extended Johnny Young Bosch karate scenes.
I hope that they're still making the order.
I checked recently, and the last time they posted on their Twitter was February. So, who knows?
I don't know. It's weird, because they'll still use, like, the promo shots from the order for other stuff.
To announce, what's her name? Deborah Sal Phillips? Time Force Yellow? It's like, she'll be at this con.
Yeah.
Here's her order poster with her just, like, being a babe. It's like, okay, well, that is a good shot of her. But also, where that order, though? People paid you a lot of money. Where
people
that order,
gave you
though?
Guys a lot of money.
Guys.
And you're like, you're not... You can't just take that and go away. People are going to know where you are.
Like, yeah, and that's like... It's all of the Power Rangers, like, in it. And that's a lot of bad will if that happens.
This is the most... First couple months of Pokemon Go when there were a million problems and Niantic was saying nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, just tell us what's happening.
Just
that's
say,
all,
just say what's
all
up.
You need to say is like,
yeah,
it's still coming. We're still working on it. Like,
yeah. Like, best case scenario for if everything goes wrong is it like, it's the producer's fault.
Yeah.
And they are the reason. But here's the thing. Ish is a producer. David Fielding is a producer. I think Johnny Young Bosch might be a producer on it. I'm not sure. Like your guys' credibility is really tied up in this Order movie. So, like, maybe an update.
Is an update. That's it. We don't want the movie. I know those take time to make.
Yeah. They could have made two orders by now. Look, I know how filmmaking goes. I know how indie filmmaking goes. They have plenty of time to make those
I know,
movies.
But they have a lot of people that they need to, like, correlate schedules with.
That is true. Here's the thing.
I think maybe like they just came up with the idea and didn't realize how big it was until they were trying to like align all these schedules and get all these people in. And they were like, crap, maybe we shot too high.
Here's the thing. I could have scheduled this movie so easy. Okay. Here's what you do.
You shoot it at Power Morphicon.
You wait until Morphicon or Ranger Stop is going. The week after that, everyone's all in the same place. You just film it all in Florida or Pasadena or wherever. Power Morphicon is this year. Not Morphicon. Ranger Stop is this year. I think Ranger Stop might be every year. So that means that Morphicon is next year.
Right.
So that's the one we should try to go to. Okay. I think Ranger Stop's in August. That's not a lot of time. So.
Nope.
Monetarily speaking. So anyway, back to this. First of all, real quick. Hey, the Order. Just say, hey, guys, don't worry. We got your back. Like, that's all I'm looking for. That's it.
Yep.
Okay? Thank you. So, keep it up, Adam. You're doing great karate. Carlos comes up, and Adam's like, all right, first things first, we're going to do 3 miles around the lake, which sounds like a nightmare to me. But I'm not in good shape like the Power Rangers are, so...
I think when Carlos ran away the first time, he did 3 miles because he took off.
Oh, yeah.
And we go back to Adam talking to Alpha, like, oh man, what's he doing? And we cut back to him and he's like sprinting up some stairs, like very far away.
He's accidentally still training. Adam got to him, he got through to him.
He reached his kids.
So Carlos is like, I quit, I'm not a Power Ranger. And Adam's like, why? Why did you do that? Like, what's up? And before they can do anything, Quantrons and Sinwizzy attack. And this is when we get the second Adam Park fight.
Mm-hmm.
And guys,
this is when I realize, and I feel like this is something that happens to Adam a lot in fights, is that he gets surrounded, because obviously.
Well, yeah.
And he'll fight them off, and then someone from behind will hit him. And he just uses that to get to a better vantage point. Like,
yeah.
He uses the momentum from a Quantron kick to get up a picnic table and kick a couple more Quantrons in this fight.
At one point, he gets, like, knocked down to one knee as a Quantron is coming up behind him. And so he's doubled over because he gets hit in the gut or something. And he just, like, wails an elbow back right into a Quantron's gut. And I think that Quantron died.
Oh, for sure.
I'm pretty sure he just threw up all of his robot ghost parts, whatever a Quantron is, and is dead now. It's an awesome fight. If you like karate, you should watch this episode. There's some good karate in this one.
Yeah. This is the stuff I think I just said a few episodes ago that I really miss about Power Rangers was like regular people doing good fighting.
Yeah.
Unmorphed fight scenes.
We've had a fair amount.
Yeah, I think what I really miss is just like how good that first set of Rangers were at the choreography of
this.
Yeah,
the first two. When it was like a thing,
yeah.
like there was a, like every episode, there was like time blocked out for them to fight some putties as people.
You fight putties unmorphed, you fight the monster morph, you get the Zords when he grows. Like
yeah.
That was just how it went.
A, B, C.
And now when any bad guys show up, they just morph.
Yeah, and there's like a lot more like posturing, I guess. It's like they're doing a lot more stuff. Like they're doing a lot deeper stories. It's not just like,
yeah,
like, you know, A, B, C. It's like, you know, A, but what does A mean? How do we get to B from A? And like, you know, doing a lot more stuff, but at the cost of that fight on a playground every episode.
Yeah.
Or fighting around some construction equipment. So like Adam shows up and we get some real cool fights on a picnic table.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So Carlos is getting like just dunked on.
Yeah, because he's fighting the Wiz.
But
like, he has no morpher or anything.
He's got no morpher.
So it's just Carlos fighting this guy.
And he's like still all like angry and teen angsty.
Yeah. So he's not making any good fight decisions because he's just mad.
So he just gets dunked on. So Adam morphs. And there is the like the shot of like the season three.
If it's even that far. Because this is like Adam's first haircut.
No, this is definitely season three because
it has the whole upper body in it. It's not just his head and hands.
Yeah, and he says Black Ranger power, which I think they only said that
Mastodon.
Oh, does he say Mastodon?
He yells Mastodon.
Then this must be season two then, because they were done with Mastodons in season three. Yeah, so yeah, it's got to be. Dang.
Which, like, I really love that he yelled Mastodon, but also he couldn't have because that shouldn't work anymore.
No, well, I mean, look, whatever.
Or maybe you could always do that, but he doesn't have the Mastodon coin, so, like, that's why he was doing the Black Ranger power now, was because he had a coin that could channel that call through it.
Yeah.
But if you yell Mastodon, it's just unfiltered Morphin Grid.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we are forgetting something because I don't have memories of the coins being destroyed in season two. I just know.
I don't know when it happens, but I just remember that Goldar season, crushing them.
That's season three. That's when, because remember, Billy puts it, that's the Alien Raiders. Billy puts the coin in the robot and he grows, and then Goldar gets the rest of them and crushes them.
Right.
Before they can all grow again.
Okay.
That's in Alien Raiders. But they definitely did lose all of their powers. They had to get the other coins.
Yeah.
But the coins that were destroyed were not Mastodon. It was the ninja coins. Right. So someone fill in this blank for us. The point is that the coin is broken. Adam doesn't have a grip on the powers.
Right.
So he loses power. Also, every time Adam morphs, it's just like going like, it's not Johnny Unbosch in there anymore. Like, I can tell immediately that it's someone different. Here's a cool thing I found out, though. In the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, that's Adam. That's Johnny Young Bosch in the suit because I think his stunt actor got hurt. And like, do you just want to do it? And also, like, he helped do a lot of the choreography.
Oh, nice.
Because he's Adam Park.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny Young Bosch is Adam Park in real life.
Yeah, because if you're watching this not as, like, Adam Park fighting Quantrons, but as Johnny Young Bosch doing a choreographed fight scene, it is crisp.
Yeah.
Like, to the second crisp.
It's the difference between, like, indie wrestling and the WWE in terms of, like, hitting those moves real crisp. I feel like that's not a good enough example. It's the difference between watching some people at Inspire Pro who are on their way up doing pretty good and watching Ricochet versus, like, Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
You know, doing this, like, choreographed wrestle battle.
Yeah. Anytime two cruiserweights just start, like, bouncing off the ropes and, like, running over each other and, like, just constant counters and flips and stuff.
That's Adam Park compared to anybody else.
Yep.
So Carlos comes running back because Adam's getting just whipped because his powers faded and flickered for a minute. And so, like, that gave Stan Wizzy the opportunity to, you know, beat him up. So he jumps. Carlos jumps on Thin Wizzy, and he's got him, like, in a chokehold, and he gets thrown off, and then the other Rangers come down, like, the cavalry over the hill. They're fighting some Quantrons, and Cassie, out of the sling, has his morpher. He's like, hey, Carlos, I brought something you might need. Throws it to him, and he morphs. I feel like there's, like, a second where it's, like, what's it gonna do?
I think he decided when he jumped on Wizzy that he was like, I'm still a Power Ranger.
Yeah, because once a Ranger, buddy, always a Ranger.
You can't get out of it.
You can't. That's the rules. That's for life. Carlos, like, beats up some Quantrons with the Lunar Lance. Thin Wizzy grabs Adam with his tongue. Carlos jumps to attack Thin Wizzy, but they switch, and you're like, oh no, this again. And
it's exactly the same thing.
Adam's like, Carlos, but Carlos has been watching tape, and so
Carlos remembered his one trick.
His one mistake that he did earlier, and he leaps off Adam's shoulder and hits Thin Wizzy, and that basically kills him.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is when we get that gif of them doing that, like, yes, like high five.
Yeah.
That you used a lot.
It's one of my faves.
It's a good one. It's real good. Then Astronema, this is when she's like, two Black Rangers, I don't think so, fire the satellites, and then smacks Goldar, Elgar.
She slams her hand down on the satellite button and, like, smashes Elgar's hand, because also on the button.
I thought she was, like, hitting him.
No, every time she hits him, it's, like, intentional, but accidental.
Accident.
Like,
yeah.
Which is good, but also a weird, just, like, Elgar has this chaos about him.
Yeah, so he grows, and Adam's like, I can't, like, I'm running out of power. And Carlos is like, don't worry, you've done enough. Like, we'll take it from here. Get somewhere safe. Yeah, Carlos. Adam Park needs to find a safe place
Adam
to go
Park
hang out.
Adam Park is always someplace safe.
Adam Park is someplace safe. Okay, buddy, back off. So then the Zord fight takes 1 second.
Yeah, they put the Zord together, get the sword, cut him down.
Yeah, it's literally that. Nothing else happens. When Thin Wizzy dies, there's like a DNA strand, which I don't know if that's new or not, because I haven't seen it, but I also haven't been paying attention.
All the other ones just like fall down and explode, so I don't know why he got all these weird graphic effects.
I don't know. Why is he a DNA boy? What's up with that? We cut back to the park. Adam and Carlos are talking, and Carlos basically like thanks him. He's like, yeah, thanks for helping me with my confidence issue or whatever. And the other rangers come up. What was Cassie wearing? She got like a pink long sleeve shirt and jeans. Adam says something like thanks Carlos for like stepping in and helping him when Thin Wizzy was about to like, I guess, eat him or whatever his end game was.
Right.
And I don't know what he says, because the next thing I remember is everybody just like lifting Carlos up because he's back. Because he got over it.
Yep.
No, yeah, they lift him up. That's where the
episode
ends.
Cassie's fine.
Yeah, she's
even
good.
Unmorphed. She's good.
Just in a couple days. Good as new.
Did you do what was Cassie wearing?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Like 1 minute ago.
I totally just...
It's all right.
Was gone for a minute. Because I was thinking... I'm not going to spoil anything, but I was thinking of how good the rest of the season would be with Adam Park as a Black Ranger.
There was a moment earlier where he's like, you know, I'm done
yeah,
as a Black Ranger.
He turns his morpher in.
And it's like, hey, we got another replacement ring. I mean, if you want to just like switch him out, like you can do that now.
Yeah.
I like Carlos.
Carlos is fine. Carlos is not anywhere near the top of my favorite Ranger list, but he's fine.
He's grown on me a lot.
But given the choice.
Yeah, I don't think
especially
the story...
in the role that the Black Ranger plays in the Sentai for
absolutely.
This season, Adam is a much better fit than Carlos for
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure. I don't think that story-wise it would work as good, because
now Carlos is he quit. He's
yeah.
a quitter. Like it villainizes him, and
it's
I don't
a
think
black
we need
mark
to do
on his
that.
On his record.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I don't want to do that to any Power Ranger, even Troy. So
yeah,
because no one deserves that.
Nobody deserves that. Being a Power Ranger is something special.
Because
and like
look, just like pro wrestling. Every Power Ranger is someone's favorite Ranger.
Yeah.
So you have a kid looking up to Carlos who sees him quit and get replaced. And like,
yeah, and
he never unquits.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a major bummer.
Here's before we do the best and worst stuff, here's the one last thought on this episode. Where's Adam? Did Adam just show up for an episode? Like, he came in. No, there's no story reason for him to come in.
Nope.
And then they end before he says, well, see you later. So, like... What's up? What's going on here?
Don't worry. This is it.
That's it for Adam. Okay.
He comes back again in a later season.
I think in
he?
Operation Overdrive.
Okay.
There's an episode. Because
I know there's an updated like morph sequence for him.
Yeah. It's
that
a,
must be from that one because it was not this one.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's a two-parter called Once a Ranger and Always a Ranger.
Okay.
And he's in that. He's the only like... Saban era that comes back
okay.
that's in the Disney era.
Because when Adam in this episode is sitting in the park and he's like, man, I wish I was still a Power Ranger. You know that that's Johnny Young Bosch saying
yeah,
that.
Man.
And it's like, yeah, me too, buddy.
Me too, dude. Why didn't Saban just make a new show? Man, can you imagine Adam Park, the Kamen Rider? That would rule.
That would be good. Much better than...
Dex.
Dex.
Dex. Dax? Dex.
Dex.
Dex. Ugh. Ah. Anyway, Josh, I started. What's the best?
Adam Park.
Yep. You will get no argument from me. What's the worst?
Carlos? Not Carlos, because I know what they're trying to do. He's Roger Vasquez. Velasquez?
Velasquez.
Velasquez. Roger Velasquez is not... He's not being very well directed, I think,
no,
in this episode.
I feel like they're giving him... Some weird direct and Koichi Sakamoto or Koichi, I don't know. Guys, I'm so someone someone just tweet us.
do we say the I or not?
Just let us know, please, Mr. Sakamoto. is an action director, and he does good at that.
Yeah.
Doesn't always do great in
the more like dramatic, emotional
the
stuff.
The acting direction. So
I don't understand the sweat and just the overblown anger. I get the inner turmoil, but I just don't feel like it's conveyed very well. So my worst is that whole mess.
Yeah, that reason. I think my problem with it is just that it does make sense, but it doesn't land.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the math, they're showing their work, but they're not completing the problem at the end.
Yeah, but they don't hand in the answer.
Yeah, it's like, like, just give us the actual reason, not the, like, I hurt my friend and now I'm so mad about power ranging. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't quite, what do you guys think? Let us know on Twitter what you guys think about this, because, like, maybe it's just us? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Who's the MVP?
Adam Park.
It's Adam Park.
Come on. You saw him fight?
Yeah. Hey, guys, did you see Adam Park in this episode? Nobody's better than that. That ruled. So that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. Next episode is when the stuff gets real.
Yep. Yeah, we read the little synopsis.
What's it called? The Locket?
The Secret of the Locket.
Secret
or
of the Locket. Something like
that. Yeah.
It's coming.
Stuff's getting heavy, and I feel like from here to the end is just like 100 miles an hour. This season just cranks up.
I'm sure there's one or two episodes that are, you know, Power Rangers, quieter,
well, sure,
Monster of the Week, one-off episodes here and there. But like,
I mean, this episode did some Power Rangers stuff. So here's Adam.
We're over halfway through, because I think there's like 45 episodes this season. And we're on 25, so we're over. There's not 50 episodes, I know that. So we're over halfway through.
Yeah, there's 43.
Okay, so yeah, we've got 18 episodes left. Then, am I doing my math right?
Yes.
Five of those are Psycho Rangers.
Hmm.
Minimum, we've got a whole story arc that gets resolved, and then gets unresolved in a way that's actually satisfying.
Yeah,
like they solve a problem and then introduce a new problem while going back on that first problem, like, which normally would infuriate me, but it actually works really well. So Power Rangers in Space is
they
about
do
to buckle
it,
up.
They do it on purpose this time.
Yeah,
and it's
right?
Not just like a backtread for no
they
reason.
They didn't like pull the trigger finally and then try to catch the bullet.
Yeah, it's not Adam and Adam, Ish, and Rocky escaping from a cave and then immediately by the end of that episode being tied
back
up in the
cave. It's not all the Power Rangers in this opera house in Australia and then they get out and they end up back in the opera house in Australia again. Man, they went to that well at least twice and it was bad both times. So the rest of this season is buck wild. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Anyway, we'll take care of all that on Monday. But until then,
Friday.
I mean Friday, today's a Monday episode. This is what happens when we record early. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Rangers in Space.
I don't know what that word means. I autocorrected me dirty, and now I can't figure out what this note's supposed to be.